Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to Shauna's Miraculous Podcast about anything and everything so far. It is April 28th, 2024. Today's weather is at 4 degrees Celsius with a high of 6 and a low of negative 2. Wow, it's cold out there. Anyways, it's so funny. I haven't been posting every day. At first I did because I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then of course, obviously there's a price. And I'm like, ooh, I better take a look at like how everything's going to work first before I start posting. And then I have this huge ass bill for like, I don't know, me just talking into a podcast, into a speaker and pressing record. And posting every day is very interesting because it's like, I mean, it takes effort to press record, right? So it's like, if my days get busy, then I'll allow my day to be busy and take like other things take priority. So it's really funny because, oh, it's Spotify for podcasters. Oh, this is so funny. It came up today. I got an email today and it's like having trouble brainstorming a unique idea. And it's like, oh, it's like tongue tied. And, you know, it's basically saying, oh, hold on. Oh, actually, I can pull it up here. Creative block doesn't last forever. I wonder where that came from because I can't see that on here, which is so weird. It's like, why do I see things on my cell phone and then not on the laptop? But whatever. But when I looked at this, I was like, man, if I ever have trouble brainstorming a unique idea, please shoot me. You know, like I look at this as if like, okay, so, you know, what am I doing today and what's required? And I ask questions and, you know, I don't think people should have a problem coming up with any unique ideas or like getting tongue-tied or having content to create or, you know, brainstorming a unique idea. I'm just making fun of this because it's like, you know, one of the things that I could talk about forever and ever is relationship. And then I know this podcast goes from like, you know, I swing into politics and then go to like any topic. And, you know, that's why I created this podcast as that. So it could be so unique and flexible because why not talk about anything and everything? Anyways, that's just my little blurb for today. Relationship is so interesting. I would say looking at elements of intimacy is one of the things that is a great reminder of like what you would like to have as a relationship and not define things and not control things. I was also looking at, there was a question I read in a manual and it was like everywhere we were trying to fill up the space with conclusion. And then I sent that to my friend and I was like, cause I knew she'd get it and it's all so energetic. So it's like, if you were being space or if you've ever been space or if you've ever been able to be space, where do you fill up the space with conclusion that is one heavy motherfucker, right? And I looked at this last night where, one of my points of views would be like, if I'm making plans with someone, they either never show up or they're kind of wishy-washy and they don't know what they're choosing. And then when that came up, I was like, oh, okay, so what would it take to change this? And what is the space? So I found, okay, so space, like you're probably like, what do you mean space? Like outer space? Well, yeah, that too. Ooh, and another thing is looking at the dark side of the moon at other people. Cause like, it's very interesting to be observing things. And then like, no, like if someone's like, oh my God, I just absolutely love this person. You need to be willing to see the other side of like, maybe they're not that nice. And maybe there's another side that you have to be willing to see, but not put yourself in it or get anything directed to you or at you where you're in this situation and then be like, oh, I thought, like, if you're aware that, like, if you hang out with somebody and there's like this dark side of them, it'd probably be smart to like maybe be aware of that and acknowledge it and then see what happens with that, rather than, kind of like being unaware and unconscious and then getting into this situation where you get hurt. Anyways, but what was I talking about before? The dark side. Well, I call it the dark side of the moon, and I know that the definition of the dark side of the moon probably isn't exactly that, but I look at it as in that metaphor. But yeah, so. Oh, yeah, the space and conclusion. So, like, how many conclusions do we come to in regards to anything and everything? Because I was at this restaurant earlier today and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get some food. And then, like, I've been feeling a bit rough for the past couple of days. And I went to go check out this restaurant. And then I went in and I was like, well, I'm gonna put my name on the list. So I started a list because they hadn't started putting names on the list. And the weather lately has been so rainy and cold. And I love it, actually. I think, like, if it rained for another 3 months, I would not complain. And I know everyone's probably like, what? I love the sun. And you know what's funny? So many people, like not just one person, but a lot of people are like, I don't care how selfish this sounds, but I just want sun. And it's like, yeah, you want sun until the earth is crusted and we're on fire. And then what? You're still going to be happy that you got all that sun and everything's on fire, including you? Like, think about it. Like, people don't think about the planet we're on and the earth that we're on, but whatever. We're in a rainforest too. Move to Vegas. Vegas used to be a lush rainforest until, like, I don't know, maybe the settlers went and bombed everything and, like, turned it in. Like, Yosemite Sam went, took all his dynamite and placed it everywhere and blew up everything. And now it's like a desert and, like, the water's, like, disappearing. You want BC to be that. There's on the highway. I've seen this for happening for years. Someone owns like this land, and it's like a this. He probably owns like part of this mountain, and he's been chipping at it for like ever. And I'm like, is this guy trying to find gold, or is he just chipping at a mountain because he's bored? And it used to be like a regular mountain, and then now it's just like half of it's missing, because he's trying to dig a hole. Or like tear down this mountain. And it's like, how is that even legal to allow someone to do that? Like, maybe he owns his property, but it's weird. When I was a kid, my parents got these massive boulders. Like, they're not even, they're like, I don't even know, like the size of cars. So they have these massive boulders, the size of cars in their yard. And then as a little kid, so this might be cute when you're a little kid, but not when you're a fucking grown ass adult, or like maybe just people don't want to, like, I'm gonna chip with this rock forever until I find a gold nugget. But so with these boulders, I would take these cool little hammers and we thought we were gonna find gold. So we'd chip away at these like rocks and then we just sit there for like hours hitting rocks. Finally, I got bored, but we made a good dent in that rock. I mean, I looked at it and I was like, wow, we at the time, it looked like we made a little like concave like hole into this rock. And then I look at it as an adult and I'm like, oh wow, we like wasted a lot of time doing this. But anyways, so yeah, anyways, it's been raining forever. And oh, so when I'm waiting at this restaurant, okay, so I go and put my name on the list, and it was funny to perceive how people really didn't like that because no one put their name on a list except for me. And another thing about this is if you're a nice person, it sometimes works out for you, because like I frequent this restaurant, I know the people, and they're really nice, and they like we chit chat and everything. So I had no problem. I felt comfortable enough to go in there. And it was funny because I was being nice and I'd even give up my table, but I looked at giving up my table and I was like, ooh, if I did that, I would like never sit down and eat. But I was really hungry and I got a table. But these older people, like, I don't know, they were kind of like stuck in their ways, wearing like a cowboy hat. And this one lady, she made a comment about my glasses and she's like, oh, they're broken. And I was like, no, these are like steel. Like, nothing's gonna break these glasses. She looks at me and she's like, puh, like as if, I don't know. She's just like, oh, well, fuck you too, lady. Anyways, so they had this like these elderly people had this like fuck you kind of attitude. And so I got sat. And, oh, but the conclusion, okay, so there's so much going on in this conversation. So I'm standing at this restaurant waiting and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait outside. And it was really funny because there were two couples in the waiting area and it's very crowded. So I was like, you know what? I'll either go in my car or I'll wait outside. And I stood outside and the rain was going sideways. So it's hitting me. It's windy. It's cold. But I'm standing outside and I'm like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. It's like, this is so amazing. All this fresh air. So I'm standing there getting this fresh air, wind and rain's pelting down on me. And I'm like, oh my God. And then two people go and get sat. So I go inside and there's enough room for me. And I was like, okay, cool. So here's what we're looking at right now is the space and the etiquette and the awareness and then the fresh air that I got to receive. And then the other two get sat. And then all of a sudden, all these people come in and they don't give a shit about space or etiquette. And they just stand like all these people come in and they're not like aware of like spatial, I'm not talking about social distancing, but I'm talking about like distance of like, yo, we're way too close in this enclosed little area. So everyone's standing there and I'm like the only one who is willing to stand outside. And so the server says to me, so a big table leaves and she's like, oh, you get this big table to yourself. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, cause I know they've done that for me before where they'll just give me a table and it like seats four and I'm the only person there, but there's like lots of, lots of people by the twos, the fours and the sixes coming in and they give me a one, like a table for four for one. Anyways, I was very grateful. I'm like, okay, thanks, whatever. And then this elderly couple behind me, they just go like, so people kind of started leaving. And then, so they go and sit at this table for four. And the waitress was like, oh, I was actually going to seat you at this table for two. And the old guy's like, well, and he just starts bitching. And then, so she's like, oh, okay. Well, no, like she's a very nice server. So she's like, no problem. And then when another table leaves, the table's dirty. And so that older couple goes and sits at a dirty table and she's like, hey, please let me clean this or please don't like move, like pick a table type of thing. And they did not give a shit whatsoever. So I was just kind of like, wow, watching this all happen. And I was like, oh my God, like I just want my tea and some eggs and I'm good. But you know, it pays like to be nice and kind. Like I'm sure if this elderly couple was like, you know, a bit kind and gracious, you know, there wouldn't have been a problem with seating them wherever they wanted to sit. But I just saw the difference of night and day of like being just, you know, genuinely kind and nice versus being like crotchety, bitchy, like a fuck you attitude, like a shitty attitude. And I was like, wow, you know, and you know, for some instances and cases, it works to just be like totally bitchy. And then in other cases, it works to just be like super kind and nice. Which one are you going to choose, right? But the whole space part, is like literally expanding out and sensing like a lightness and like an air and like possibilities. Possibilities lie within space. But as soon as you start to throw in these heavy conclusions, well, conclusions are heavy. And so it's like, you know, if I look at my life and like start to chip away, it's like, well, how easier do things get when you're more space, which creates more possibility rather than a conclusion, which is all, it's all energetic. So if you get the energy of this, so the energetics would be like being literally being lighter. So this is like, instead of just jumping to light and heavy, which is a tool, by the way, I should like do an advertisement here because I haven't done that for a while. Oh my God. Bing just sucks. Like no offense, Bing, but you suck. Google, here we go. Okay. Google's just so easy. Like they've made everything like easier, better, like just you can navigate easily. Bing's like the I can't say it because it won't be politically correct. Okay. Let's go. Okay. Bing is like the little engine that couldn't. You know, it's like they tried and they tried, but they couldn't do it. You know, it's like if I put in access consciousness, it's like, okay, here, let's, okay, so Google brings you straight to access consciousness. Bing is like it brings you to information, and then it brings you to the wrong website, and then it brings you to another wrong website, and then finally it brings you to a regular website. But when you, so it gives you three things that are incorrect, and then it gives you one thing that's correct, and then it brings you to one, two, three. Like it mixes things. Oh wait, whoa. Three, four, five, six, seven. Everything on this page is incorrect except for one link. Whereas Google is like, hey, I got you. I'll give you everything you want and it'll be correct. So if I go with Google and I put in access consciousness, it's like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. 10 correct links to access consciousness. Whereas Bing is like, I'm gonna give you everything but the correct thing. Like, fuck you, Bing. Okay, so light, so basically what I'm talking about, like I'm putting this light and heavy tool, so it is a tool, but I'm putting this in perspective of something completely different. It's like maybe I don't get light and heavy because I'm like, ugh, like everything's just heavy or whatever, or it's just a way of like exploring this tool and doing what works for me that I'm talking to you and sharing like this with you. And so, well, it's like the other night I was playing bingo, and this woman, so let's just say it was 070 was the last number, and someone called bingo. And I look at this lady's page, and she's got a full card except for 070, but that was just called. So if she dabs 070, it's a full card, and she'd win the jackpot. So I was like, you got a bingo, you won 070. And she was like, bingo. And then she was like, whoa, wait. She's like, I do a train. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is a train? Here, maybe I can Google it as well. Google, not Bing. Like, Bing needs to get the fuck off my computer. So bingo train. What is it called? It's like a sequence. No, that's not it either. Okay, so basically what she did was she does it, she plays bingo backwards. So like basically every first card, she dabs the number on the next card. And it doesn't make any sense because she's playing bingo in her own little world in her own little way. So it's like if there's all these numbers, she's dabbing what's not a number and dabbing. So like on one card, she'll dab the number that's not called. On the next card, she'll dab the number that's called. I don't know how the fuck she does it, but I looked at her and I was like, girl, I was like, I can't follow this. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have the brain capacity to play bingo incorrectly. Like, I can't do this. And it made sense to her, but I was like, yo, it looks like you have a full card. So like with light and heavy, like if you get it, cool. But for me, it was never like, it's almost like where do you start with this tool? If you're listening to this and you're like, oh yeah, I know light and heavy and I'm just light all the time, it's like, okay, cool. But for me, I was like, light and heavy is just such a, like it doesn't work for me. But what does work is looking at the space versus the conclusion. So I'm glad I found this question, because now I'm like, oh, like so everywhere where I could be being space, and where, so everywhere where I could be being space, where am I putting conclusion into my life living in reality? Like where am I, what am I doing, and how much conclusion is here? Like if I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, this day is like rainy and boring and cold and I'm gonna lay in bed all day and do nothing, which sounds great, and I might do that too. You know, it's like, how much conclusion is that? And where's the possibility in that? Where if I sit here and I'm like, okay, so where would I like to go? What does consciousness require me? Where would I like to be? Who do I have to talk to? What's required for my business? What's required for my life and living? And I start asking these questions. It's like, oh, these awarenesses might come up. And it's like, oh, actually, I might have to go and get some bread because I ran out the other day. But it's like you ask these questions and then like you go on this adventure. And it's like everywhere you go. So if it's like all these different walls up, like, well, I actually don't want to go to Savon Foods because there's going to be people there. There's going to be a lineup and only two machines work for me to scan and get my points. You know, it's like if I were to sit here and conclude, I'm not going to go anywhere. Or how many conclusions do you have before you walk through the front door? Or how many conclusions do you have when you're at the front door? And how many conclusions do you have when you're in that space? Right? Whereas if you actually look at the energy of like, oh, what am I concluding here? And, you know, where am I filling up the space with conclusions? It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? This little tripod fucking pisses me off sometimes. Okay. You know, it's like, it's like, how much space could I be? Anyways, I'm going to head out here because I did not think I'd be able to talk for like 21 minutes. But yeah, take a look at that for you. Because if you get light and heavy and you're like, oh, it's just going to be light, then cool. It's easy, plain as day. But another way I've looked at this, like with what I've just said, is like, what if you were just space? You know, it's funny. I've gone to so many classes and sometimes there's these one-liners where it's like, yeah, what if you were just space? You know, it's like, what are you able to perceive and create then, right? Like how much fun can you have in the space of things going beyond conclusion? All right, I'm not sure when I'm gonna make another podcast episode. I mean, it could be every day, but I'd like to see how this system works and see what they're gonna like bill me and then go from there, like get some awareness and like, I think it's gonna be an extra $2, but it's like, I don't know, we'll see. All right. And then, yeah, it, like timing and everything for the days. I'm like, well, days go by fast. And, you know, sometimes I'm just out the door and not back until 1 a.m. All right, guys, have a good Sunday. And then tomorrow is Monday. So have a good Monday. We will chat with you soon and stay dry and stay warm and relax and chill. We'll talk later.